Yeah, I'll tell you, brother. It's really out of sight here. Didn't even rain. No buttons to push. Right now, I'd like to dedicate this song to everybody here with hearts, any kind of hearts and ears. Go something like this here.
By the summer of 1967, the Jimi Hendrix Experience had become the rage in England and Europe. The Monterey Pop Festival provided an opportunity for a full-scale assault on Jimmy's home country, Mitch Mitchell.
Paul McCartney gave us a bit of a hand, I suppose, and recommended us for Monterey, which was our first gig in America.
During his 45 minutes on the Monterey stage, Jimi Hendrix put on one of the most dynamic rock performances ever witnessed. He used every trick in his arsenal, playing between his legs, behind his back, with his teeth, even simulating sex with his axe. The show culminated in Jimmy's fiery sacrifice of his beloved Stratocaster. Here's Roger Daltrey.
I think it's the only thing he could have done. I mean, it was wonderful. But the thing that unfortunately about Monterey that isn't on film is just before we went on, Hendrix, The Who, Hendrix, Townsend, Imp Whistle, Moon, there was, I think, Brian Jones, Mama Cass was there, Janis Joplin was there. And everybody was having the most incredible jam. And the dressing room was under the stage. And I've never heard Hendrix play as good as that. And it's never been, no one recorded it or has got it on film or anything.
Killing Floor from Jimmy Plays Monterey. Here's Stephen Stills.
After Monterey Pop, we came back down to L.A., and I had a house out at the beach. And Jimmy, I jumped in the car and drove everybody out. And we went to the house and we started to play at about 3 o'clock in the morning, bang, 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 bang. And it's the local cops, wondering who's there. I showed them my lease. And they said, okay, fine. It's like we didn't get any complaints, but we heard the noise and we didn't know anybody was living here. And can we just sit across the street and, like, monitor our calls from there and listen?
Yeah, I dig this, baby. They got a little tune on around named Rock Me, Baby, you know. No, this kind of... Yeah. Well, Dave, we got our own little Rock Me Baby, and it goes something like this here. The words might be wrong, but that's all right. Dig this anyway. Rock me, baby, rock me all night long. Rock me, baby, rock me all night long. Rock me, baby, rock me all night long. Rock me, baby, rock me wherever I will.
Jimi Hendrix Experience version of B.B. King's Rock Me Baby. Most anyone who had the good fortune to see Jimi Hendrix perform might be tempted to think that he was a showbiz natural.
No, it was so, well, it was so very hard to me because at first, man, I was so scared. I wouldn't dare go on stage. No, you know, like I joined this band, I knew about three songs. And when it was time for us to play on stage, man, I was, you know, like this, you know. And then I had to play behind the curtains, you know. I couldn't get up in front. So after, and then, plus you get so very discouraged. You hear different bands playing around you, and the guitar player seems like it's always so much better than you are, you know. And then most people give up at this point because, you know, they get very discouraged. But it's best not to be, you know, just keep on, just keep on. If you're very stubborn, you can, you know, make it.
Redding, on drums, Mr. Mitch Mitchell. On vocals and guitar, Mr. Jimi Hendrix, the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Next to you. Let me stand, baby. Oh, let me stand. Let me stand fire. Hey, baby. Yeah. Oh, listen here, baby. That's not acting so damn crazy.
You say your mom ain't home, but ain't my concern. Don't play with
to you.
From the Experiences performances at Winterland, 1968. Hendrix captured by crazed gypsies. Next on Setting the Record Straight. Iowa America wants you to be part of an unprecedented audio demonstration. Now, once this demonstration has begun, please do not adjust your radio. This is how it works. Iowa's audio engineers have asked us to shut down our professional studio playback systems. In their place, they've given me an 11-inch Iowa Minimax Mini Component system to play the next track selection with. It's that simple. No tricks, no gimmicks, just Iowa. I hear ya. Now from E Street's Max Weinberg's new CD, Killer Joe, Scene of the Crime, here's It's All Right on the 11-inch Iowa Minimax Mini Component stereo system. That was Killer Joe from Scene of the Crime with It's All Right. Played for you on the 11-inch by 50-watt Iowa Minimax Mini Component stereo system.
Iowa, I hear ya. Iowa, Iowa, I hear ya. Iowa, I hear ya. Iowa, Iowa, I hear ya.
So we're right in the middle of dinner, and we get one of those calls trying to get us to switch from AT&T
to MCI.
Right. They said Dave gave them our number.
He put them on to me, too, about this friends and family thing.
And me.
You talking about Dave giving out your numbers? Where is he anyway?
Yeah, let's talk to him.
Hey, Dave!
Hi!
What about all those calls we're getting thanks to you?
What's going on?
At AT&T, your friends are your business. Keeping you connected to them is ours. So if anyone tries to get you to switch, you can simply say,
it's just not worth it.
Hi, let's pretend I'm at a bar with some friends. That was a beer being poured. I think I'll pick it up and drink it. Ah, now, let's say we're here for a while, and I pick up some more. If I'm smart, what do I pick up next?
Gonna pick up the tab tonight, buddy?
I said smart. That's right. It's the telephone.
Yellow cab.
A thoughtful reminder from the Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.